Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden update. It is officially spring now that the vernal equinox has come and gone. Come out to celebrate and see the beauty in the garden. Reservations can be made at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. And heads up, dog walking is this coming Sunday, March 24th. Spring is traditionally viewed as a time of renewal of life, and this is evident throughout the garden. See the ginkgo biloba tree in the parking lot and at the edge of Phoebe's meadow. The ginkgo is a very interesting tree as it has survived in the wild since before dinosaurs roamed the earth. It is thought to have healing powers for memory issues. As you enter the garden, turn to the right to walk under the lovely Japanese wisteria budding out on the pergola there by the koi pond. At the edge of the koi pond is a lovely three-cornered leek, which is an edible plant with sweet bell-shaped white flowers. This plant, with its somewhat spicy taste, can be used as a spring onion. Walking around the path into the fuchsia collection, see how these plants are sprouting out from the earlier winter pruning. Some even have a few flowers already. See if you can find the lovely peaches and cream variety, a tiny yet wonderful pink flower that is loved by hummingbirds and hangs in a pot above head height. Also look for the voodoo variety. This plant has one of the largest double purple and white flowers of the fuchsia family and can be grown either in a hanging basket or an upright in the ground. Heading through the geometric garden beds, you can see the sweet peas. All highly scented varieties have sprouted and are up about 4 to 5 inches tall. Their tendrils are beginning to reach for the trellises. Also notice the beautiful pink brumantia or pink angel trumpet tree is in full bloom. These large trumpet-shaped flowers smell best in the evening and are pollinated by flying pollinators. If you have these plants in your garden, beware, they are poisonous to your pets and children. Step across the walkway to the pollination garden to see what's newly planted this week. There's Lobularia maritima, also known as sweet alyssum, a wonderfully sweet-smelling, low-growing plant that comes in many colors. Also rainbow pink dianthus, swan river daisies, and more osmanthus, or African daisy. If you make your way into the lower meadow, notice the lovely Spanish bluebells along the path from the lower meadow toward the Bohannon Rose Garden, or walk over to the picturesque gazebo for a romantic picture with its lovely cloud of Chinese wisteria blooms covering the roof and scenting the air. This Chinese wisteria here and along Tram Road at Arizona Crossing typically blooms out a bit earlier than the Japanese wisteria that's in bud at the koi pond and a few other areas in the garden. Leaving the lower meadow toward the greenhouse, you can see two examples of the evergreen India hawthorn. This is a hardy hedging plant that can be used as a specimen plant. There are different varieties, and many of them are planted throughout the garden, but basically they all have flowers in shades of pink from very pale to pretty hot. So if you want a certain look in your garden, make sure to purchase this plant when it's blooming. If you get into the greenhouse, the Cymbidium and Phalaenopsis varieties are lovely. The red amaryllis is dramatic. The staghorn fern, superbum, is fabulous. And something I've never seen in bloom is the cylindrical snake plant. This is a Sansevieria, but you have to look past the split-leaf philodendron and anthurium leaves that grow up around the snake plant. Other plants we're seeking out in the garden just now are the sagewood or winter-blooming butterfly bush in the Garden of the Senses. The cream to lilac-colored flower clusters of this salviifolia variety of Budelia is said to have the best scent of all the butterfly bush varieties, and some people think it smells like Chanel perfume. Last on this week's list, but certainly not least, walk out to the overlook to see the butterfly amaryllis just across from the seating area. These dramatic beauties are actually an epiphytic evergreen hippiastrum from Brazil. There they are an endangered in the wild, but we are lucky to have cultivated two patches here in the garden, and this bed at the overlook always gets a little more sun and always blooms out first. We hope you've enjoyed your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.